fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Western Australia continues to see low numbers in COVID-19, but we have seen how this could change very quickly with the recent outbreaks in the eastern states of Australia. To talk to us today about how contact tracing has played an essential role in keeping our numbers low is Dr. Ben Scally, Head of Public Health Operations at the Department of Health WA. Welcome, Ben.
Thanks for having me on.
Anytime. Look, to kick us off, what exactly is this technique of contact tracing?
Yeah, so contact tracing is something that we've been doing in public health for a long time, but it's become really critically important during these times of COVID. So what it actually involves is every time we have a case of COVID-19, no matter how many or how few we have, we make contact with that person, we give them a call, and we talk through everywhere they've been while infectious, and that might be as detailed as, you know, what taxi they went in, where they went for lunch, who shares the lunchroom, where they went out for dinner, you know, all the people that they've had some contact with. And when we've looked at all their movements, we make a list of the people they've had contact with, and those that they've had close contact with, we give all of them a call. And we actually quarantine them. And what that means is that we make sure that if they become unwell, they don't spread it to anyone else. And there's also a lot of work in supporting those people to be quarantined and the cases to stay at home and be isolated.
Obviously,
all that is about cutting chains of transmission. And in that way, we reduce the number of cases we get in the future.
Yeah, interesting. Obviously, it sounds like a very important technique during COVID-19. How has contact tracing helped in WA so far?
So we saw in WA that we had quite a number of people earlier in the COVID pandemic coming back from overseas and coming into the state with COVID-19. Now, prior to hotel quarantine, a lot of those people originally were actually going about their normal day-to-day business. And so contact tracing was critical in quarantining all those people they'd come into contact with and stopping any further transmission. So it was key at that time. And if we have any sort of upswinging cases, it will be really important once again.
And how confidential is the information you receive? Obviously, there's a lot of talks going in between and contacting different people. How confidential is this information and how do you go about transferring this information?
So we take, within health, we always take confidentiality really seriously. That's something that comes, you know, really naturally to us in health because we handle a lot of really sort of sensitive information about people and patients within our health services. So with COVID-19, nothing has changed in that space. Essentially, when we talk to the case, we get a lot of the information from the case themselves. And we don't share that information unless it's really important. And normally we would discuss that with the case first. So, for example, say a person had worked in their workplace while infectious, we might need to talk to that workplace, but we would talk to the person first. And we wouldn't tell everyone who is the positive case. Now, of course, sometimes, the case themselves will tell people and they'll want to tell people they know, but we take privacy very important and very seriously, and we would never disclose to other people just randomly, absolutely not.
It's definitely important to, on the other hand of that, is that you'd want to tell everybody and publicise where a known contact has been so that the community would know whether or not they may or may not have been in contact. Why don't you always publicise the details of where a confirmed case has been?
So we always provide information where there's a public health benefit. So, for example, say that the person has been to a restaurant, if we can contact all those people individually that need to know, there's no reason to publicise that restaurant because we have been able to contact all the people that need to know already. So we always try to make sure that we get hold of everyone who needs to know. But the best way of doing that is not always going out broadly with media statements. because we all know that not everyone that went to a specific restaurant or a movie theatre will be watching the news at that time. So if we can directly contact people that need to know where there's a public health risk, then we do that directly because it's far more effective way to let people know their risk.
And it would reduce fear and fear-mongering in the media as well, especially if you don't need to be viewing it if you weren't affected. Definitely sounds like a decent process to be going by. And I guess, but with every venue that you've been entering over the last few months in Perth and Western Australia, you've noticed you've had to sign your name and your phone number and your email. How have these new processes helped you guys?
Yeah, so I think that in general, the community's willingness to participate in this process, and what I mean by that is that when we ring people, whether they be, a restaurant owner or an individual member of the public, we're asking people to do really tough things sometimes that might impact their business, or it might, for example, impact their ability to work if they have to quarantine 14 days at home. But I think the really great thing across all these people and organisations in WA is that people are seeing the overall public benefit of helping, and they really understand that, we all need to work together to reduce and keep the numbers of COVID low. So we had that in the first sort of wave of cases, and I would really expect that people will continue to be so helpful in any subsequent sort of increases in cases. But it's really important that we have everyone's help. We can't do this on our own. Without organisations and individuals helping us out.
Big ups to the whole state for backing the community and getting around doing your part for keeping coronavirus out of our state for a little while longer. What is the process, more personably, for someone who has been identified as a close contact of a confirmed case? What's the process of getting in touch with them?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, when we have a case, we spend a lot of time talking to them about where they've been and who they might have been in contact with. And once we've been through that process, it might take sort of a couple hours or even more to sort of sort through. We would then go about contacting or ringing every close contact that they have. So sometimes what happens is people sort of get a call out of the blue, and it can be a little bit concerning to the individual at times because, they normally feel perfectly well. And we're ringing to let them know that they've been in contact with a person who's been confirmed as having COVID-19. So we talk them through what that means to them in terms of what their risk is, and not everyone who has contact will become infected, but also what it means for them in terms of their responsibility to protect the community more broadly. And normally what that means is that they need to stay home for a period of 14 days since the last time they were exposed to that person. For some people who, have sick leave and a workplace that can support them in doing that, then it's a bit of an annoyance, but they have an ability to still get paid. But for others, it can be quite challenging. We have to talk about ways we support them. And that might be, for example, how they get food and, what family supports they have or if they need other supports. So that supporting people through quarantine can be a really difficult and challenging thing to talk through, because it's really hard to take a break from your life for 14 days, but up to 14 days just to stay at home.
Absolutely.
Most people are supportive of that.
It's really interesting to see that. It's good to see that the Department of Health here in WA have those support systems in place, so it's not such a shock if you've been identified as a close contact of a confirmed case. Look, Ben, as the head of public health operations at the WA Department of Health, do you have a message for West Aussies in our community moving forward in these strange and unusual times?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of messages. One is that, this is a really challenging time with COVID-19. We all know that, but it's not over. We've still got cases around the world and in other states, so we need to stay really vigilant. We need to think about making sure that even though we don't have COVID right now, that we're still washing our hands and still doing all those precautions that we've heard about over the last few months. But secondly, if we do get more cases, we just really appreciate everyone's support when we need to ring people up and talk about quarantining. We know it's hard, but everyone together taking these precautions and listening to the Department of Health when we're contact tracing is really important in getting through COVID-19.
Super important stuff. Thanks for chatting with us this morning on RTR FM, Ben.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Have a nice day. Just there, Ben Scully, the WA Health Head of WA Department of Health Head of Public Health Operations, talking about the more recently super important technique of contact tracing during the times of COVID-19. You may have noticed the little checkboards. Whenever you enter a venue, you have to sign up your name and email and phone number. That's exactly the reason why, so they can get in contact with you rather than publicising to the world and the media about where a contact may have been. They can contact you directly, and it's interesting to see that they've got those support systems in place to help you. Take the 14 days if needed, and they'll give you the relevant advice if so. But again, once again, a great job to West Aussies for getting through the first phase. Hopefully, we can all back together and stand as one and get through it.